Today's shir is sponsored by Lenishmas Rabbi Yochanan Getzel ben Reb Dov, whose yahrzeit was on Chol Hamoed Pesach by his mishpacha. We are up to the halachas of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, Perek Beis in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. We are on page Mem Tes. If your Tes begins Da Ki Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias Shabbi Yomenu. Ain oid mishum sveke de yom. Says today's day and age, an extra day yom tif in chutz arts is not really any longer a suffix. What day it is of the month? Elachachomenu zal hiskinu sheyu yehudi chutz arts machzikim minig aveseim biyadeim viyakaimu yom tif sheni. But our chachomim zechrenim levracha, they enacted that in Eretz Yisrael we should keep the customs of our forefathers and leave intact Yom Tov Sheni. And it should be just like Yom Tov Rishon. Now I will point out, Tzim Tov Tzadik Vav in the Shulchan Aruch talks about Dina Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. And Mishnah Berurah writes it a little bit differently, so I'm going to point it out because everyone's busy saying it's just Minig Aviseini B'Yadeinu. I'm going to read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, which is based on the Gemara Be'ah. Says va'ach v'gav the achshav b'kiim onu b'kfiyas ha'chodesh. Even though today we know we are bucky in setting the month, l'fi ha'cheshbonos she'biyadenu, based on we know Hillel Hakatan who made the calendar. Milkom bakim, nevertheless, he says choshishu chachamim. The chacham was suspect. Shema meiroiv hatzorois v'atiltulim begolusenu. Because of all the troubles and all our movements in Golos, yishtakach hacheshbin, the cheshbin, the calculation may have been forgotten. V'yavoyu lasis chaser molei u'molei chaser, could be somewhere along the lines of our almost 1,500 years or over 1,500 years of lying on this calendar, and error crept in. V'yoychlu chametz v'pesach, and you can end up eating chametz v'pesach. While kena nichu hadaver b'chutzarts, k'moy shohu b'yom rishenim. So therefore, the Chazal enacted that we should leave in Chutz Laaretz the way it was. So now, from the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't sound like it's just simply Minig Aviseinu B'Yadeinu, but more than that, that there's a true chashad whether we really have an accurate calendar. Now, we no longer were able to make takonis for all of Klal Yisrael, to make a takonis that Eretz Yisrael should now keep a second day, but we left in place wherever there was already a second day Yom Tov. We left that in place. It's a little bit stronger than just Minig Aviseinu B'Yadeinu, is the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Va'achin ein ben Yom Tov Rishon, back to the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, on page Mem Tes, and Sivya Tes. Va'achin ein ben Yom Tov Rishon li Yom Tov Sheni. It says, but nevertheless, there's no difference between the first day Yom Tov and the second day Yom Tov. V'loi klum b'chol anagei l'issim alacha. Regarding issim alacha, which we'll see, except Refuah, and making levaya, but in all regular malachas, one cannot be making saying, "Oh, it's Yom Tov Sheni." It's only drabanan, because all of a sudden that you take on the same strictness as Yom Tov Rishon. Ve'ein linyan zehevdil ben Yom Tov Sheni shel haregolim ben Yom Tov Sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference whether it's a regular Yom Tov or the Rosh Hashanah. The second day is strictly enforced like the first day, except we're going to see two places where we otherwise. Sivchav v'ulam mutzayich refuah. When it comes to medication, refuah, someone's not well. Kol davish also lasis of Yom Tov Rishon. Anything that's prohibited to do on the first day of Yom Tov, main by ella isidur rabbanon. If there's only isidur rabbanon, which means like taking a pill of medication, which is isidur refuah beyond rabbanon. But then he points out the yisayit semoyer hira. Don't sit to yourself deciding what you're doing with your medication. Is it chin? Is it losh? Who knows? We're not talking about if it's not a straight pill or anything else, or elderly people with machines. Make sure you consult with a competent Mayurah to know that what you're doing is only an Issadur Abanon. But if it's only an Issadur Abanon, any refuah that's an Issadur Abanon, Mutala Soysebi Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, Chazal allowed it on the second day of Yom Tov, Avaloy Yom Tov Sheni Shel Hashanah, but not on Rosh Hashanah. Mufikach, he says, Mutala Kachas. Two-faced beyond the Sheni Shel Golias. Therefore, you can take any types of pills on the second day of Yom Tov or liquid medication. Gamber mikra shel mechushim greater, even if it's only a slight headache. It's a mechush b'alma. Then he says, b'mikra shel neka. Let's say someone sprains a an arm or something. Ukidaima mutter lossim compress him, you could put on a compress. Vigachatzerzem matlios nakios, you could take clean ace bandages or towels. He says, I will also lose matlios, but you can't take a wet one and squeeze it out. Nakim change because it's a tayra if you're going to do schito. So we're not talking about doing a schito, but to bandage up, to put a cold compress without pressing it, right, or hot compress without doing schito. One could put that on a sprain or any other type of fracture or wound that is in pain, and it should bring down the pain. And the second thing, kfura, siv chof alf, the bottom of page mem tes. V'yaseiru mizu, hikilu chazal b'yom tersheni l'inyin kfura sameis. When it came to burying a deceased person, chazal b'linyin gambim lachis asurus min atar. Chazal v'yir allowed you to do even things which are awesome in HaTorah. Hein b'yom tersheni shel regol, hein b'yom tersheni shel Rosh Hashanah. And that goes even on Yom Tersheni of Rosh Hashanah. Whereas with medications, we were not make on Rosh Hashanah. Here, this would make even to allow the rices to be done on Yom Tersheni, but yesh levayit v'mayhirov v'pratei dinam el tzatz v'pasha, what you use it for, what you use it great for. You have to consult a competent mayhirov who's involved in these types of psakim, not just, you know, any shul rav, but in the say learn these halachas. Now, Sivchav Beis takes us to the end of the Siv, talking about a Ben Eretz Yisrael, which is an Israeli, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, versus a Ben Chutzaret, someone who lives in the diaspora, in these halachas. So Rabbi Meim, he says, top of page Nun, Rabbi Meim, prote halachas ben Ben Chutzaret and Emdus of Eretz. He says, there's many, many halachas that you have to know regarding someone who's a Ben Chutzaret, who lives in the diaspora, who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa, a Ben Eretz Yisrael that finds himself in Chutzaret. Someone who has two houses, Achaz Beretz Yisrael, one in Eretz Yisrael, and one in Chutz Eretz, and he splits his time. Malayim Lishma, if such a person has to keep 2 days or 1 day, you have to speak to a basic who's a baki in these halachas. It's not so poshut. Interesting in Sivkot and Memtes. He brings v'shamati mehagoyin b'shleim zalman erbach. The yeshla is topic. He has a question. What happens by a reyach mechutzlarts? What happens if you have a visitor who came from Chutzlarts? He's so enamored by Eretz Yisrael that on Yom Tov himself, on the second day Yom Tov, comes to Shachris and Shehichlet is machlet be'emtze Yom Tov sheni v'shtakei b'Eretz Yisrael. He says, that's it. I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael. Does he make Avdullah on the spot? Even though he made Kiddush at night and he's been down in Yom Tov till now. So he brings, he says that he heard from Shem Zalman who's mistabik what to do in such a case. Right, and then the Ber Moshe, the Bertina Rav brings Punkfakert. What happens? Ben Eretz Yisrael, Shenosa al Chutzarts. What happens? An Israeli went to traveled to move to Chutzarts. Amanas l'shtakeishon. He planned on staying there, but whatever. Talking about the days they went by boat and whatever. Vehigia. So until he gets to Chutzarts, he has dinner right as well. But hegia al yish of Chutzarts. Ben to Yom Tov Sheni. Imagine the boat pulls into the dock. Now in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni. Ichalum alav kol dinei kedushas Yom Tov Sheni. What happens now? He didn't know they were pulling in onto the dock, right? So he's been doing malacha as if he's still a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He hasn't been at the Chutzarts. At a boat docks. Yom Tov Sheni in the afternoon. Can he get off? What happens now? Does he now have to go make Kiddush? So these are shailas that the Peskim deal with. And we're not going to go into it. It's beyond the scope of this year. But these are just interesting shailas that it's kedai to think about. Siv Chav Gimli says, V'chein yeishlishol she'il l'schocham. What happens in Israeli as a factory in Chutzarts? Or vice versa, Ben Chutzarts, Sheishle Beis Charoishes Beretz. You have an American, he's living in America, he has a factory running in Eretz Yisrael. Could his workers work on Yom Tov Sheni? Right, let's say he lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he only has to keep one day Yom Tov. His Goyish workers in his factory in America. Could he let those Goyim work for him on the second day Yom Tov, because for him there are a lot of work. He's in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laretz it's Yom Tov. And what happens vice versa? What happens if I live in Chutz Laretz? So for me it's Yom Tov. I have Yidden working for me in Eretz Yisrael. And they want to run my factory for me on Yom Tov Sheni. For them, they're allowed to do Malacha. I'm not allowed to do a Malacha. This is a big shayla in the Paiskim. And he says you should consult with a competent Orthodox rabbi who's familiar with these halachas. And he brings in Sivkot Nun, and now that he's not retracting from what he said on top that you should consult the Rav, but he says v'shamati me'agoyim shleim mezalman Oyerbach. He says he heard from Shem mezalman the ben chutzar at sheish lebeis charoishes be'Eretz Yisrael, an American who has a factory in Eretz Yisrael. Havle kashinu mipnei ha'oifek, it's like different time on the clock. Umutel lehem lavoid, and they are permitted in Eretz Yisrael to work for him. Next, Sivchav Dalet, v'rabbi sayin ha'she'elois, a lot of she'elos, umutel ben Eretz Yisrael la'alois l'teira b'yom tev'sheni shel goliyas v'minin shel b'nei chutzarts. What happens in Israelis in America, that in lehen yom tev lehen, but for him, it's not Yom Tov. And Mefshel Letzdarif Yimurim La'ash L'minyan. Could he be Letzdarif to a minyan? Also, could he get an Aliyah? V'yesh Lushal B'chol Mikra Meir HaRoha Abaki V'din Reila. So to give a shameless plug to the Sefer that Mershalem gave me the schus to write in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we talk about these Shailas. Could he get an Aliyah? Is it a Chiluk, let's say, on the second day Pesach? Where Maftir is the same Maftir, whether he'd be in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz, could he get Maftir? Could he get any Aliyah? On Simchas Torah we make all these shailas are important shailas which you have to consult with a local competent Rav to know what to do. Can you count him for a minute? Can you not count him for a minute? If he's not chayv in Kriyas HaTorah, do you have in Kriyas HaTorah? Which Kriyas HaTorah should he hear? Should there be a separate Kriyas HaTorah for Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? Vice versa, a year like this year, where we had Shabbos was the last day Pesach, and it's all already laying Achrimos. Someone who plans on going to Eretz Yisrael, should he try to get a Kriyas HaTorah for Achrimos? Is he loved by Chayu of Achrimos? It doesn't help him. Only once he gets Eretz Yisrael, he should hear it before Parshas Kedoshim. So interesting, Shailas. A lot of shuls hang up signs with various different Kriyas HaTorahs available. But if a Kriyas HaTorah is a din on the Tzibur and not on the Yochid, then it's a Shaila, whether there's such a Chiyuv or not. You have to consult with a Rav, not just with a sign in shul. Siv Chafei Ben Chutzaretz Shechayv Lishma Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Ben Chutzaretz, an American who's in Eretz Yisrael, or if anyone from England, Eretz Yisrael, and he's Mechayv Tav Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Also Loimeloy Lechaveiroi Ben Eretz Yisrael, he can't ask an Israeli Lasis Loikol Malacha Sheena Malachas Eichel Nefesh Hamuteres B'Yom Tov, except for Malacha that's bad, some mutter for him to do, because it's Eichel Nefesh. He can't ask an Israeli to do for him other Malachas. So too, let's say an American's in Eretz Yisrael, an Israeli is driving. An American should not get into the car, even though he's going to say he's not doing any malacha. The Israeli driver is allowed to drive. One should not do so. Today's shiur was sponsored. Leil Nishmas Yadkim Getzel Ben Yom Tov. Anyone who would like to sponsor shiurim to help these shiurim continue, so please go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on the sponsor shiur button, or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com. Thank you.